We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, Live Day. It's back. And it's happening Thursday, November 3rd at Snoqualmie Casino. What does that mean? Live Day. Well, I mean, it's a tradition here, but if you're new to us, our show, The Men's Room, on that day, we'll do everything live. Everything will be performed live. The music, the sound effects, the commercials, everything you can think of that you're hearing will actually be done live.
It's always awesome seeing the bands recreate the songs that we know and love. And shout out to Rain Light Fade. They're going to be the band that's going to be doing all the music. And then we're going to bring in some of our favorite local vocalists from other bands to help do all the vocals. That way you have a different mix, a different vibe. And it's going to be a blast to hear them perform one-hit wonders all morning and all afternoon long.
And it's a masquerade ball. So if you want, dress as your favorite one-hit wonder. And tickets go on sale tomorrow at snocasino.com, 10 a.m. And you can get tickets for as low as $20 for a limited time tomorrow. So all the info you needed, Live Day, you know where to go, KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name? B Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! B Migs, you're a loser.
Happy Thursday, everyone. Friday, hey. Junior. And I see that we are all sporting our Kraken gear today.
Yeah. Big
happy,
day.
Happy Kraken Thursday.
Biggest game of the season for them.
Yeah, well, you can't argue with that, even though it's preseason. Biggest game of the preseason for them.
I don't know a lot about sports, so I will say yes.
Every game's important.
I'll agree with you.
Yeah, maybe not every game.
Okay, maybe not either.
Yeah. Well, we do have Drake from Granite Falls. Drake, are you sporting your Kraken gear today?
I'm not. I got work clothes on.
You could have lied to us and just said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We totally never know.
Got
really.
My Kraken jersey on.
I got those tentacles.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are you ready to play?
I am.
Steve, get out of here.
All right. Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Drake has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many U.S. states end with the letter N?
And 7.
No.
5.
No.
9.
No. What is the term for a word that is spelled the same forwards and backwards?
Onomatopoeia.
No.
Pass.
The Ring of Fire surrounds what ocean?
Atlantic?
No.
Indian.
No.
Arctic.
No. In what country would you look for the Loch Ness Monster?
Scotland?
Yes. In the Lion King movie, what do they say the phrase Hakuna Matata means?
No worries.
Correct. What automobile? What car company makes the Equinox? Words to it.
Chevy.
Yes. What year did Stan Lee pass away?
2018?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Correct.
Nice work on that one, Drake. Yeah. I forgot what year Stan Lee passed away in.
That was adorable, Vicky.
Yeah. I was just like, that's all, folks. Words today, Steve, are my enemy.
Oh, they're my enemy every day. Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We need to get shirts.
Big day today.
Are you ready, Steve?
I want to give a quick shout out.
Yes.
Oh, really?
To the woman in my life, the missus. Sid, I got to give her a shout out because today we found out big passing of an exam. I don't even know if she's listening. She might be, but because she's probably going off to CrossFit. She just passed her test to become a CrossFit instructor.
Oh, wow.
Very stressful weekend because she did that. That was why I was like home with the kiddo all weekend because she was doing like all the training and the exams. And then it's like wait around for that email. And is it going to come back good or bad?
I didn't even know she was trying to do that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's been done, so congratulations.
Good for her, man.
Very proud of her.
Mentally and physically, that is a badass thing.
Yeah. Plus, I think that means that she ends up, it's just good news.
Yeah.
Because she becomes an instructor now, we don't have to worry about paying that bill.
Oh, that's the key.
Hey,
you know, I like how you stopped yourself, but we all knew where you were going with that.
A couple dollars.
Yeah, we all knew where you were going.
CrossFitting training.
Yeah. For me, because I'm doing all the CrossFit.
I love that. You know what? I knew that was coming, but I thought maybe Steve will just relish in the fact that she accomplished something great. But I'm like, I can see that twinkle in your eye. We're going to save some cash.
That's a good thing.
I'm not saying, I just know you.
Nice side hustle for her.
Yeah, there we go.
Something that's fulfilling. She enjoys.
Yeah. She loves. I was very nervous for her, so it was great news this morning to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great accomplishment because CrossFit is not easy to do, let alone become an instructor of.
You know what the crazy part real quick about it was? Like, she did the exam, and it was done like a Scantron, because I'm like, well, why don't you know the results like right after you take the exam? I mean, it's 2022. She's like, no, you had to do a Scantron. They got to mail it. I'm like,
oh,
we still do that? Like,
wow.
We had a machine.
Aren't there apps for this stuff now?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Either way, congratulations.
I thought that was awesome. So let's go.
All right, you got to play hard for her.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Are you ready?
Yes.
How many U.S. states end with the letter N?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. What is the term for a word that is spelled the same forwards and backwards?
Oh, man. It's anagram?
No.
A magram?
No.
No. Bob.
No, it's not a Bob.
Even though Bob does qualify.
Thank you.
The Ring of Fire surrounds what ocean?
The Atlantic.
No.
Pacific.
Yes. In what country would you look for the Loch Ness Monster?
That's Scotland.
Yes.
I said it.
In the Lion King movie, what does the phrase Hakuna Matata mean? Shut up, Danny.
Does that mean like have a good day?
No.
Hakuna Matata. Family?
No.
It means may you say English well.
Hakuna Matata. Come at me, bro.
No, but I do like that.
Okay.
Come at me, bro.
What car company makes the Equinox?
Honda.
No.
Honda. That's a great company.
Hyundai.
Two companies combined.
Toyota?
No. What year did
Chevy?
Yes.
Yeah,
what year
today,
did
buddy.
Stan Lee pass away?
What?
What year did Stan Lee pass away?
2011.
No.
Oh.
Whoa.
He was still with us in 2011. You're not a fan.
I have to double check this. You got 3 correct?
Hey, congratulations.
Wow.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah.
You lost.
Yeah, you lost big time. Drake, you're 4-3. The man. Thank you.
Congratulations, Drake.
I see that coming.
Good job.
All right. I didn't either. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Steve? I think here's what you get. Drake, thank you. Call in anytime and play.
Hate this song.
Oh, Steve.
Does anybody know the term for a word that is spelled
yes,
the same
Danny
forward and
knows.
Backwards?
No, I don't.
Actually. Oh, it's a palindrome.
Yes.
Palindrome.
Hey,
that was a drum beat. No, it's a paradiddle.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were going to say metronome.
Metronome, yeah.
I once had a paradiddle.
I always forget that.
Yeah.
I was surprised you did get the Ring of Fire and all, well, basically
your
every single
surprise is like two oceans, really three.
I mean, if you don't get all of the wrong ones,
yeah, you guessed all the wrong ones.
If you don't, here's the thing: if you don't know the answer to that, you still got to start with your own ocean. You know, start with the ocean closest to you. You got to say Pacific, just in case you know it's Ken Jennings.
The two biggest ones.
I say
first.
Always go Atlantic Pacific, yeah. And then
I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah, he did. I think Indian, Arctic, and
Atlantic. He went everywhere, but his own ocean.
Arctic.
This guy,
especially with the Ring of Fire.
Yeah, you got. You gotta go with your own ocean.
It's too cold to have a Ring of Fire there.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't even know there was that. I didn't know that it was too cold that they even do it.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Google it, bitch.
Hakuna Matata means no worries for the rest of your days. Nope, no worries.
No, thanks though. But you know the way you sing it, I'm like, wow.
Come at me, bro, is better though. I like that.
Yeah, come at me, bro, for the rest of your days.
That'd have been a different movie
if The Rock was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
And he guessed correctly. Drake did for the year Stanley passed away. It was 2018.
Yeah, that was a hell of a guess.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know the year. I knew it was recent. I would have needed three guesses though.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it wasn't as recent as 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, 2018 is now like 4 years ago.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I know, dude. Time keeps on ticking.
COVID really messed things up. I was talking to a friend who has not been up here for 5 years, and I was like, how has it been that long? He's like, COVID. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Dude, seriously.
Two years were just kind of gone.
Kind of gone. Nothing happened during those 2 years.
Yeah, you really do forget that, oh, yeah, that's right. I was sitting around doing nothing, and time did pass.
Does that count?
It really shouldn't, actually.
I'm not 33. I'm 31.
Yeah.
Those 2 years don't count.
I like that.
I'm all for that.
All right. All right, well, congratulations to me for getting to play my song.
I hate that.
Very excited about that. A well-known country music star has a massive fear of horses, which, of course, if you're a country music star, that's kind of, that's not cool. Wow. I feel like I'm in a Monty Python movie. I'll tell you all about it and of the way that he overcame his fear at 717. On the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I'm about to say a name to you that I have no idea who it is.
Okay.
Thomas Rhett.
You don't know Thomas Rhett?
I don't know.
He's like the biggest star. I barely know him. I know his name.
I thought Luke Combs was the biggest star in country music.
They all are, man.
Oh, they're all the biggest star in country music.
I feel like Thomas Rhett.
It's like Danny and his best friends. Like everybody's his best friend.
Yes. I think Thomas Rhett's a pretty.
Wow.
Do you find him very dreamy?
Well, he doesn't look.
Wow.
He doesn't look like a country guy at all to me. He just looks like a regular dude that could be on, you know, any kind of sort of drama show.
Well, I mean, country guys don't look like the old school country guys anymore. None of them are always just wearing cowboy hats and like those shirts
no
with like
Brooksian
the roses
guys.
On it.
There's no guy for Alabama looking guys like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Only reason I know he's a big deal is that he made a guest appearance, I believe it was him, or they made a big to-do about him on the show The Ranch on Netflix. They're like, oh my God, it's Thomas Rhett.
Oh, okay.
And he's big enough to do arenas.
Oh,
so I mean, he's like,
if he's doing arena shows, then the guy's had a career.
Yeah, like he's doing arenas and like the big amphitheaters as well. I think he might have done White River. I know he's coming to the Northwest, but it's in Vancouver. Well, actually, it's not till February.
Oh boy, that's when you know
it's Rogers Arena.
You know he's big because how many of those big stars don't come to Seattle because they're that big? They go around us.
Well, I know he's doing a Canadian tour as well. He's already been here.
Oh, he has been here.
Yeah, so I said, I think he's on White River.
Oh, I'm tired of the Canadian tour. You know what I mean?
Because you've been clamoring to go see Thomas Rhett before.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Was he need to just come back, Thomas? I'll skip that show too.
He's also got his own tequila.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Taramana. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, really. How come it's not all over the internet? Let me know. I would look, if he was The Rock, I would know who he was because he'd be all over the place with
it's
it.
It's called Dos Primos Tequila.
Does everybody have a tequila?
We need a tequila.
We really do need a tequila.
I mean, everybody
I'm
does.
I'm in for that.
Might as well just get a tequila. Mm-hmm.
What should we call it?
Let's call it HB. Humble Brag Tequila.
Humble Brag Tequila is actually pretty funny.
Morning Tequila.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what everybody needs.
They do, really.
Tequila Sunrise.
There you go.
Los Tontos Tequila.
Los Tontos.
You know what I want to do? We should talk to our buddy Mark at Top Hot. I would like a donut.
Well, we've done. I know that's
instead of tequila. I mean, that's. I think a donut would be more.
We've had those conversations with them. It's just, it hasn't happened, but well, maybe one day it will.
No, you know what? I'll have to do it on my own. I'll just go in and I'll just make my own donuts.
Send them a DM. Say, Mark, what's up?
What's up, Mark?
So is Thomas Rhett single now? Is that what we're saying?
No, oh, look at you bringing it back.
I know. I'm just like, he's hot.
No, Thomas Rhett likes donuts. That's the whole idea. No, here's the thing. He's a country music star, Thomas Rhett. And as we've talked about, huge star. And yet he has been freaked out by horses his whole life, which, you know, again, in the world of country music, you know, you figure horses is, you would imagine it's just like, well, don't they all ride horses? I know that's very stereotypical. It's like, don't they all have pickups and ride horses? And
that's what they write songs about, right?
Yeah.
Their pickups breaking down, their dogs leaving them, all of the above.
Well, yeah, aren't they always at the kennel getting a new dog because they're dying every 5 minutes?
Yeah, exactly.
While riding their horse to pick up that dog.
This is horrible. You know what? We apologize. We understand we're being the complete a-holes about this. We know that it's not like that.
No, it totally is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, Thomas Rhett, freaked out by horses his whole life. However, his wife, Lauren, grew up around him and loves horses. And she takes their kids riding several days a week. So Thomas decided to face his fears. And hopefully he didn't do it the way Ken Pinion did, because that's a whole...
You know,
do we have to bring that up now?
You did. Yeah, I know. So Texas are like, hey, he faced his fears by moving to Enumclaw. But that's actually pretty funny.
It's very, very funny. You know what? Great minds think alike, Texters. Thank you.
I mean, so, he could have seen this as his out for getting some alone time, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I'm too scared of horses. You take the kids, and he gets to, like, watch a football game or something.
You know what, Steve? It's pretty brilliant. And I wouldn't put that past any man looking for a little piece of quiet.
Right? He's like, I would love to. I'm just terrified of horses.
Yeah, because she does take the kids riding several days a week. So Thomas was like, all right, I'm going to finally face my fears. And he shared a video of himself and he was walking alongside a horse on a dirt road and then riding it in a corral with the help of a trainer.
I don't know why, but this is like the most like just endearingly, like it's just like an adorable thing for him to do. Like, it's clearly he's doing it so he can be around his kids.
Yeah.
And he's just like walking around with a horse like he's having like it's like a weird, I don't know, like a premise to a children's book.
He says, I've been pretty freaked out by horses most of my life, not really sure why. Maybe because they know I'm a pretty high-strung human being and they can sense that, ha-ha. There may be something to that, I have to say.
Afraid they're going to, like kick them?
Yeah, and you know, again, if you're spooking any animal because your energy is just nutso and they're feeling that, they're probably going to, they're not going to want to be around that. So I think there is something to be said about that. Because I myself am very high-strung and I have really had to chill the F out when I went to ride a horse, because I was kind of given that lecture, like, dude, you need to bring it down, for the horse's sake.
I'm not afraid of horses, but I'm afraid of falling off of a horse.
Oh, yeah.
So I refuse to ever ride a horse.
I think that's a fear of horses.
No, I can stand next to a horse and totally have a conversation with them.
Oh, really?
A horse.
What are you, talking to Mr. Ed? What kind of conversation are you having with horses?
A good horsey.
Good horsey.
Do you want an apple?
We all love that, Steve.
You like carrots?
Oh, carrots.
I can pet a horse.
Good horsey. Good for you.
I'm not tickling. What are you doing with that?
Do that to a horse. You do any animal. You give a little tickle.
An animal cry.
No, I am not under, Steve, this is under the chin, not under the boys.
Well, their horses are tall.
Both my horse is a miniature. It's a miniature. It's a pony. All right. I mean, look, of course you guys think I'm tickling his privates. The two of you deviants, does not mean tickling a horse's privates.
It really totally looked like you were tickling a horse's
privates. I'm tickling his chin.
Mm. Who tickles a horse's chin?
That's what you do. What do you rub its nose? What do you do?
You pet it.
You pet it where?
On his, face.
All right, well, I was in the facial area.
No, you weren't.
No, you were tickling the poor
privates. That's not the boys. I mean, you know what? I wasn't doing that. Besides, you don't want to be down there. If it goes the wrong way, you could get hit. Those guys, guys are toting some Louisville sluggers. You don't want to even be in that vicinity.
No, I'm afraid of horses.
I don't blame you. Yeah, I mean, look, All right, well, it's a touching story about Thomas Rhett and how he loves horses.
He tickled one.
Check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. You will not see Thomas Rhett tickling a horse anywhere. That's it.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
We need video of you tickling a horse.
I don't know. Wherever you go, just tell the horse things are cool. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Maybe I was feeding the horse, like the little sugar cubes in your hand. Like, they feed him.
Why are you making that motion?
You know why?
Because I'm doing this.
You juggle him around so he can see the things moving. Hey, horse, look what I got for you. Oh, hey, horsey boy.
Good horsey.
You're going to drop the sugar cubes.
He thinks he's tickling a chin of a horse with that.
Yeah. It's called the chin tickle.
That's not
every horse loves a chin tickle.
Mm. BJ's signature move.
Yeah, that's my signature move.
You're definitely giving the horse some sugar, but
I hope that video goes viral.
Oh, really? Of me tickling a horse's whatever?
Can we recreate it on a green screen so that way people can have some fun with that?
No, there's not going to. All right, look, we're trying to be serious here, okay?
Are we? Lukewarm topic of the day.
This is a very serious radio program. Thomas Rhett, the giant country music star, just shared that he's spending more time around horses because he wants to get over his fear of horses that he's had his whole life. Based on this, we want to know, how did you overcome a fear? Maybe it was tickling a horse's chin that really did it for you. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. How did you overcome a fear? We got your calls. We got your texts after Three Doors Down on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Thomas Rhett, if you don't know him like I don't know him, I guess he's a really popular, successful country music star.
But not a fan of tickling horses.
Yeah, apparently not. But we don't know that, though. You know, maybe that's going to get him over his fear. He's got a big fear of horses, and maybe tickling them is what... This just doesn't sound right. But what he is doing is Thomas says, hey, I'm spending more time around horses. That way I can get over my fear, which he's had his whole life. So based on this, we want to know, okay, you had a fear. How did you overcome it? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Matthew in Woodinville, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Matthew. Welcome to the show. Okay, you've been afraid of this. What did you do about it?
I think you'll appreciate this, BJ. I got Valium.
You had a fear of Valium, and then you just went Valium?
No, I took Valium to overcome my fear of flying.
Oh!
When I fly, I go with the little blue pill.
When I fly high. But you know what? It's cool that it works. And let me ask you, can you translate that? Like, have you tried flying without Valium to see that since you know you've had so many chill flights, or do you go, no, I desperately need that Valium?
Well, when I quit drinking, I desperately needed the Valium.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, drinking is another way if, you know, if you have a couple.
Yeah, no more cocktails in first class, so I had to do something. Yeah. I still don't fly well to this day.
Even with Valium, it's a weird, you know, and I appreciate the call, Matthew. So, it is weird how I don't have that, and I have a fear of heights, but the plane doesn't bother me at all.
I was about to say, I am so glad that that has never been an issue for me. Since I've always found flying to be fun. Like, I get a kick out of taking off and landing. I even get a little bit of a kick out of turbulence. It's only been one time where turbulence freaked me the F out, where it just looked like you almost saw a little bit of the, I always, whenever I have turbulence, I look at the flight attendants. If their eyes aren't bugging, I shouldn't be bugging. But one time I remember I saw one flight attendant, and she looked like she was bugging a little bit. I don't know if it's because she was hungover or what was going on, but like she looked like, oh boy. Then I started feeling that in my, like, I'm like, oh, is this how it feels for somebody all the time on a plane? This sucks.
Yeah.
The only time that, and I've been the same way with you, like, for the most part, like, the highness, or getting, being high in the air, and then also, like, actual just, like, taking off and stuff has never bothered me. But as I got older, I was thinking about, like, how small the plane is. And if I actively think about that, that starts with, like, to freak me out. Like, almost like small spaces.
Oh, just that's, like, so that's the.
Then you're in your head.
Yeah. And I can't. I can't get up. Or if there's nowhere I can go.
Should we lock you in a closet to see if it's just the plane thing?
No, I think it's everything. But that's. But if I don't think about it, I'm fine.
Have you always been that though, small space guy?
I didn't notice it until probably in my 20s.
I feel like you could do that with anything. In a car.
Yeah.
You could have that. There have been times where I'm like, what if I just pass out right now?
Dude,
and then I start freaking out as if I'm gone. Why did I put that in my head? I am not about to pass out, but now I'm thinking about it, I might.
There was one time on a Disney ride that I got, I was like, the person that was not right by the exit of the car to get out, and we stalled on the ride, and I just started getting so much anxiety of how am I going to get out of this thing? And it was the weirdest thing of just thinking. And so, I definitely all of a sudden got that fear of it. I don't know why.
Yeah, for me, Ferris wheels, because they're not, if they're open.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, if I'm enclosed, I don't have a problem. But I went on a Ferris wheel, not the big wheel, but someplace in California. And they stop you sometimes at the top.
Yeah.
And I was, all of a sudden, I started tripping out. And I'm like, this is why. It's like a plane, isn't it? And I'm like, oh, no, it's open. I could fall out. I can't fall out of a plane. But I could fall out of this Ferris wheel. So that made a lot of sense. Now, our buddy Bob Rivers is going to be on the show later on.
We got to ask him about this.
Because he took an extreme measure to conquer his fear of flying. And we'll ask him. How about that little tease?
Oh, we've talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about it now. Yeah.
I'm sure he'll go more into detail, but he ended up learning how to fly.
Yeah. Which he made that announcement to me. He made that announcement to me while he took me up in his plane. That's when I found out about it. And then I'm like, wait, whoa. Okay, so you're afraid of flying? He goes, yeah. I go, well, you can't tell me that now. I think you got to tell me that before I get on the plane with you, as you're doing it, because you're the only guy here. There's nobody else. If all of a sudden you freak out, I there's nothing I can do.
Mine was dumb because I always had a fear of being upside down.
Oh.
Which is an odd thing.
That is a very odd thing.
Well, because when I was younger, my brother used to hang me upside down.
Like the old school cartoons, shaking the money out of your pockets kind of thing?
Yeah, but sometimes he would do it over the in our backyard area when we were growing up.
Like the mob movies.
There's a ledge.
Oh, yeah.
And then because our main floor, you had to go up a flight of stairs to get to it. So it's same in the backyard. If you wanted to go out in the backyard, we had a little bit of a little patio. But you got to go down a flight of stairs. So he thought it'd be fun to grab me by the ankles and hang me upside down like that and create a little bit of a fear.
I think that would, yes.
Plus, with all the blood rushing to your head, I'd worry because you faint like a goat. Did you ever faint while being upside
like
down?
A goat.
Yeah,
I've
never seen fainting goats.
Yeah, that's no. I'm saying that's a really great, that's a really great description of Steve. He does faint like a goat.
But I always had a massive fear of just being upside down and having that sensation. But it helped doing all the roller coasters, got me out of that fear a little bit. And also, oddly enough, wrestling, because I remember I had a massive fear still a little bit. I'm like, oh, man, I hope. And I don't want to be upside down, even though I know in wrestling sometimes you are. But I'm like, so in first class, we're doing rolls and upside down things. And I'm like, well, I have no choice but to conquer this. And not that I'm looking forward to any time. Hey, brother, come to Seattle so you can hang me upside down. I'm cool with it now.
I want to see that picture. Can you guys recreate that for me?
We never took pictures. My mom wouldn't do it. She wouldn't come outside and be like, photo op. She'd be like, Gregory, what are you doing?
This is why your mom really, she failed as a parent.
She was a terrible mom.
Yeah, she should have taken pictures.
Wanting my brother to stop hanging me off of a ledge.
Instead of really capturing that photographic moment. That's awesome.
It's a fun brother dynamic.
Yeah, you know what?
When he was 12 and I was 9.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brothers.
The early years.
Good old brothers. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Let's go to Andrew in Seattle. Andrew, you are on the Rock.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Andrew, how about you? What fear do you have and how'd you overcome it?
So, you guys were saying earlier, air turbulence in planes was a huge problem. And now that they've got the screens in the back of the seats, you can just pick whatever movie. I put on Godzilla versus Kong during turbulence, and big ass monsters falling into buildings and stuff. I'm feeling a 4D movie.
Oh, that's brilliant. I was tracking that. That was the first thing that came to my mind is you've turned it into a 4D movie, and that in your brain says, oh, this is great. This is just part of the movie rather than, oh, my God, are we all going to die?
Yeah, and it just completely takes my brain out of, Smart. Oh, my God, I'm really high in the air, and, I'm just in a theater with a really crappy screen, but it's moving, and it's cool.
You know what? That's pretty brilliant. I wouldn't even thought of something like that, but I love that idea. Just, you know, talk about telling your brain, guess what? We're going to rewire this, which does show you the power of the placebo effect or whatever, you know, mind over matter. That's a good example.
We got a lot of people saying their fear was, of course, heights, and a lot of people conquered it by skydiving, including our friend Eve Clark. She said, I went skydiving to conquer my fear of heights. I'm still afraid of heights, and I'll never go skydiving again.
All right,
but
then.
In all seriousness, it was amazing, and I'm glad I did it. Taking the literal leap encouraged me and inspired me to take a figurative leap in a lot of areas in my life, but yes, I will never do it again.
See, that sucks. If you feel like you should be able to turn the corner because you had the bravery to do it, like that's the moral of every story,
yep.
To still be afraid of heights, you're like, hey, really? Hey, where's the switch that gets in my brain that goes, guess what? Now you're not ever probably.
I have a couple that buddies that just recently did the skydiving thing.
Oh,
Drew, my buddy John, and I. The pictures are amazing of them just in the sky. And I remember they're like, are you coming with us next time we do it? I'm like, no, absolutely not. These pictures are fantastic. Good on you guys. I might Photoshop you out and Photoshop myself in it. But that's about as far as it's going to go.
Yeah, I'll just put a fan on and watch your GoPro. That's about that's all I'm going to do.
Mm. Yeah. It's just terrifying. They even said, like, that first step is like,
yeah.
It's so crazy.
I don't need it, man.
Well, and the funny
I'm
thing
afraid
is,
I die, just have a heart attack, just making that first step.
That is exactly my situation. I don't want that to be the thing.
Well, I'm usually strapped to someone when you go like over like one of the initial times. But even like that, I'm like, does this person know what they're doing? Like, I would still be scared, or they were just going to squish me when we fall on the ground.
You know what the weird part was too? I saw their pictures and I thought they were like really cool. I'm trying to see if I find one, but in the pictures, like they're not wearing helmets, but the person that like is attached to them is.
Oh.
Yeah, that I don't understand. Why is the person, do you need a helmet if you're like the director, I guess, or whatever you call them, the pilot, and you're just the co-pilot or the passenger? That is weird.
I don't know. I thought that was just kind of odd, like of all things. Like if one's wearing a helmet, wouldn't both of you? I'm sure there's a reason that you're fine because they're handling the landing, that maybe like there's a risk of them bonking their head, but there really isn't one of you bonking your head.
Yeah, that Steve, I don't know enough about it, but I feel like both people should be wearing a helmet.
You see that?
Yeah.
And why?
I don't know why.
Is the helmet just in case you don't nail the landing very well? Because the helmet's not going to help you if you actually skydive into your head.
Yeah, I would imagine you like fell backwards and like smacked your head on a rock or something.
Yeah, that must be it. Because
or maybe for the pictures, or just that way they're not really like.
You're gonna have
if they're really
hair.
Attractive. You don't want the better looking person to be
that. And if they have really bad hair, you know,
or really great hair. And you know what I mean? I'm bald. I don't need no one hair up. You know,
according to the internet, which we know is always correct, they say it's more dangerous for the instructor when you're doing tandem for the person in front of them to be wearing a helmet because they can get hit with the helmet.
But if both are wearing helmets.
Well, still, though, like, you can get hit in the
face. Like a helmet-to-helmet hit, like a football?
And helmets, in general, are not required.
Oh, okay. So what's the point of the helmet? Why do they wear it, then, if they don't...
The instructor can, but most of the injuries are caused because of improper landing. So it's the, like,
leg
situation.
Oh, so they land, and then they land alone, and they fall backwards.
They wear a helmet so you don't headbutt them and knock them out. Hmm. I have a little faith in us, man.
I see. So the only person that gets knocked out is them. Like the passenger. All right, that to me is the most sensible reason.
Someone said the worst part about skydiving is signing the waiver for your death.
Yeah, I know, and I feel like that's not an activity I should engage in when they go, look, you could really, really die. Okay,
not
then.
Just kind of die.
Yeah. So all right, you know, at this point, I'm not going to sign this because I shouldn't be doing this. Thanks for coming by. Here's a question: why was a news reporter using a microphone that has a condom over it? Well, you're going to hear from her at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time, and will help you rebuild build your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.